This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, we have on the phone our guest, we've got Jason Mariner, who is the CEO of the Mariner Group. Just going to talk to us a little bit about the events happening at the Mariner Group's theatres. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Good afternoon, Neil. G'day, David.
Hey, hello. What a terrible 12 months it's been for you, Jason, with all your theatres closed. Now, just tell our listeners, if they are not aware, what theatres in Melbourne do you have?
Well, we're very fortunate to look after the Princess Theatre, the Regent Theatre, the Forum and the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne's East End Theatre District.
Right. And at Regent Theatre, you've just got Wagner's the Ring Cycle showing, and you're like, everyone's raving about it.
Yeah, the Regent, Das Rheingold. It really was extraordinary. There's a final performance on 4 o'clock this afternoon, so it would have just started, but it's... a 95-piece orchestra. It's really just been amazing. And I sat in on Friday evening, and it was just beautiful. But, you know, sign of the times, a woman behind me at the end of the show, she got up and she said, "That was fantastic. That's just what I needed."
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. And of
like
course...
iconic for the time.
Yeah, and of course, up the Prince's Theatre, Harry Potter is just about ready to open, which is very exciting.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will continue its record-breaking run. It was up to month 13 when we had to close, and the cast are back in the theatre. They came back just after New Year, and they've been rehearsing, and so ready to go on the 25th of February.
Fantastic.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will come back to the Princess.
And it's such an experience. I was lucky enough to see it before it closed down because of COVID, and can't wait to go back and see it again. And especially now, Jason, that it's probably been a year and a half since I saw it. So, you know, like, it will almost be like seeing a show all over again that I, you know, because I'm going to have forgotten so much of it. Like I did when I went just last week to the Comedy Theatre to see Come From Away, which is Return.
Yeah. That's just, I mean, we've been in many ways, you're right, it's been an incredibly challenging year, not just year gone, not just for us, but for, you know, so many in hospitality, arts, tourism. But we've been very fortunate in the respect that we had two, when we closed back on the 15th of March, we had Come From Away sitting on stage, and we had Harry Potter in the Princess Theatre. And literally, we brought the curtain in. Everything sat on stage because nothing could be touched, really. And, you know, so in the case of Come From Away, it was 10 months and 4 days. Wow. And we were able to lift the curtain, rehearse the cast, obviously. And there's been a couple of cast changes. But, you know, because normally these shows, as you know, David, they're years and years in the planning.
Yep.
And to be able to reopen with a show, particularly, I don't know how you found it, but Come From Away, even though it speaks to the 9/11 story, it's really about community coming together, looking after
yep.
each other,
yep.
surviving a hardship and then coming back. And I think it's got that real poignancy to it.
Yeah.
Certainly people in the theatre are very emotional at the moment.
Do you know what? That's exactly what I was just going to say, Jason. I actually got a bit sniffly about 5 to 10 minutes in, and the guy in front of me turned around going, "Why is he sniffing? Why is he sniffing?" And I blew my nose because, you know, like, I was quite emotional seeing it and knowing the story after seeing it last time around. I was very, and I was moved about two or three times through the performance.
Yeah, I think it's just because, you know, prior to it was really, you know, we were observers in a really beautiful story, but something that happened on the other side of the world. And I just think everybody, you know, whether or not it's just the fact that you've not been out and you've not been part of an event, you haven't been to the theatre, you haven't, you know, or, you know, you relate to the experiences of the people in the show and that sort of, because there was really two sides for us to sort of get through last year, really, in a way, wasn't there? There was either take a sense of gratitude for everything that we have in the world and get on with it, or, react to it with a sense of entitlement and become angry. And,
yep.
And again, it treads that's the line the show treads through, that 9/11 tragedy. So,
yep.
Yes, it's definitely everybody's having I think thoroughly enjoying the show, but it's just very pertinent in the times.
Yeah. And Jason,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. Forum. A very different situation because it's mostly live performance there, as in a band on stage or a singer on stage. What's happening there with, you know, the COVID restrictions and whatever? Have you got shows coming through, artists performing? Although it would only be Australian artists, there wouldn't be anyone international performing.
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing about a theatre, we've got a whole lot of protocols in place, but it's all seated and reserved seating, so we almost have a 100% contract tracing. But when it comes to the forum, where, you know, it used to be 2,000,
yep.
You know, standing and often with a bit of a mosh pit, and, you know, part of the energy of live music is, you know, people jumping up and down together. Whereas at the moment, obviously that's just one step too far for the time being. So we've got a capacity of 600 and it's a seated auditorium.
Yep.
Which was a little bit different for the first gig that we had back, which was the Living End. So you wouldn't normally see 600 people sitting.
For a Living End show.
For a Living End show. And then we had Cash Savage last Saturday too, which was also fantastic. So,
yeah.
Do you know what? Again, it'll be small steps, but we're just so excited and, you know, and as everybody is, frankly, just being able to, just feels like life is starting to return to,
yeah.
You know, normality.
Yeah.
Just looking forward to more people coming back into the CBD, frankly, because the poor old city, which we all, you know, it's such a big part of Melbourne and normally so vibrant has obviously suffered.
Oh, terribly. And you've been into our Joy Studios on quite a few occasions over the years. And coming into the city to come into Joy, it's been really quite sad. And I was actually coming in through the lockdown period. I had special permission to come in, and the city was a ghost town back in that period. So it's nice that there is some theatre starting to happen again.
Yeah, and it's just, I think we've been going, we've come from away for 2 and a bit weeks now, but, up to 800 people sort of coming out of the theatre and, you know, just to be walking down the streets again and having a coffee or having dinner after the show, and it's just part of the catalyst just to get the city back. But,
yep.
You know, this is going to be a journey for us all for many months to come. But David, I think very much through the lens of gratitude of what we have in Melbourne and Australia. We've got theatre, we've got events, we've got dinner out, we've got so much going on, whereas, you know, our friends in New York and London and, they've still got a long way to go.
Yeah,
it's very, it's very good to see the Melbourne coming back to life, isn't it? But practically, you know, so it's very encouraging.
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to have a chat to you because, you know, like, your theatres play such a big part within the arts here in Melbourne and within the city of Melbourne. It's vital, as you were saying, for people to come out and have dinner before or after a show. So I just wanted to say, you know, like, welcome back to your theatres, and it's good to see shows opening in your theatres again.
Thank you, David, as always, for your support. And we look forward to it. We've got a big one coming in the middle of the year, which There'll be big announcements soon, but...
Come on, Jason. Come on, you've got to tell us. You can't...
That's too much of a teaser, that one.
Moulin Rouge, of course. Is in the middle of the year, which you know about.
Yes.
There's news to come, though, mind you. But, that is the penultimate show. So a very, very big event to bring everybody back into the theatre later in the year too. So.
Brilliant. Yes, that'll be...
Lots to look forward to.
Yeah, and yeah.
I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, and I know quite a few actors who have been auditioning for parts in Moulin Rouge as well, so an exciting time. Jason Mariner, always lovely to speak to you. Where are the four theatres that you've got in Melbourne again?
The Princess Theatre on Spring Street, the Regent Theatre on Collins Street, the Forum on the corner of Flinders and Russell, and the Comedy on Exhibition Street, where we have Come From Away playing, which I'd encourage everybody to get along and see. We've got 6 weeks still to go.
Right, brilliant. Always lovely to talk to you, Jason. Speak soon.
Thank you, David.
All right.
All the best.
Bye.
Thanks so much. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.